This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. The shooting, which took place at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, left four people dead, including the shooter. A law enforcement official says another eight people were wounded. FBI Special Agent Rachel Rojas says the investigation is ongoing.
We are not prepared at this hour to confirm what may have motivated the shooter to commit this horrific act today. There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts, and this is still very much an active and ongoing investigation. As soon as we can, we will share more.
Fox News is reporting the FBI has arrested six Saudi nationals in connection with the shooting. The White House says it will not participate in the impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In India, Reuters is reporting a 23-year-old rape victim died in a hospital 2 days after she was set on fire by a gang of men, including her alleged rapists. The woman was on her way to a court hearing when she was doused with kerosene and set on fire. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi officials say gunmen in cars opened fire Friday in Baghdad, leaving at least 15 people dead and 60 wounded. Iraqi security officials say at least two of the dead were policemen. The attack came as anti-government demonstrators occupied parts of key bridges in a standoff with security forces. All the bridges lead to or near the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. Meanwhile, the United States imposed sanctions Friday on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in violently suppressing protests that have shaken Iraq. The militia leaders are accused of ordering their forces to fire on civilians protesting government corruption and high unemployment. Subway workers, bus drivers, teachers, police, and more continued their protests over changes to France's pension system Friday, leading to a huge traffic jam and frustrated citizens. But as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, the protest's outcome may depend on how they are able to keep the support from an exasperated public.
President Macron says he's trying to simplify the pension system, which has dozens of wildly different plans. Rail workers, for example, can retire up to a decade earlier than the average person. He wants to implement a point system where for every euro contributed to the retirement plans, each person has equal rights. This is a game of chicken, though. Macron's 2 years in office have been hit hard by civil unrest. But if the protests carry on too long, they'll lose public support. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the Auschwitz Memorial on Friday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Speaking of deep shame over the crimes committed there, crimes which she said will always be part of German history, and bringing a $66 million government donation to help preserve the site where the Nazis ran their largest death camp. Laying a memorial wreath with her Polish counterpart, the Chancellor also toured the camp's crematorium and the notorious Iron Gate, bearing the motto, Arbeit macht frei, work sets you free. Germany is the largest donor to the foundation, which funds conservation efforts on the site where more than 1 million people were killed in what was then Nazi-occupied Poland. The Chancellor warned against the growing prevalence of racism.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.